control bringeth anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. You actually get to control the content if you'd like. You can submit whatever it is you want. Maybe it's a blog post. Maybe it is a YouTube video, a news item. Submit it over as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page where it'll await your votes. And if it gets enough of them, it'll make it to the front page in the top of the site where we're more likely to see it and talk about it. In fact, we talked about the top story on the site tonight. Johnny Ray brought that one to the table, which was about the six-year-old being taken into custody by the police.
Did we mention who submitted that? We generally tried
we
to
did,
do
yes. Jesse Lee, yeah. So thanks to everybody who's taken the time to actually participate and make our site as useful as it is. If you guys didn't go and submit stuff to the site, it really just wouldn't be near as useful for us and for you. So once again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I just want to point out there was this drug raid going on in Memphis, Tennessee this afternoon, and the pit bull terriers were doing their jobs, the pit bull terriers that lived in the house, and so one of the cops decided to start shooting the pit bull terriers and wound up shooting another cop in the leg.
Oh, wow.
So you want to look at that one. At least no people got hurt on that one.
No people got hurt.
He only shot, dog and two dogs and a cop.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I get why Tom's angry. I get it. You know, the cops are doing the wrong thing when it comes to enforcing the war on drugs.
Especially shooting people's dogs just for kicks. Yeah. I mean, you know.
They do that a lot.
In this case, it may be, you know, maybe it's different than some, but there have been some terrible cases where they're shooting dogs in cages, where they chase dogs down in their backyard.
Yep,
and
shoot them in the back.
Shoot them in the back. You know, do all kinds of things. Come and ask for directions to the house and shoot the dog. You know, run through the yard chasing a perp. Shoot the dog in some other house. You know, just somebody's house. It's crazy stuff.
It sure is. And so I can understand why people are upset, why they would want to consider the police less than human, but it's not right. I mean, they are humans, and they're, in a lot of cases, humans that are doing the wrong thing. You know, they're making a mistake. They've been told something that's not true, and they believed it. Like that, you know, drugs are bad, you know, marijuana is terrible, you got to stop this stuff, boys. I don't know if they actually believe, I don't know how many cops actually believe that line at this point, and they're just still just enforcing the war on drugs, or in this case, the war on pot, simply because it's profitable for them. I can't imagine many police really do believe that marijuana is the devil's weed and it's going to rot your brain and going to cause you to grow hair on your palms or, you know, breasts if you're a man. All of the, you know, the mythology surrounding cannabis, I really wonder how much of that the police believe, considering they interact with marijuana users fairly regularly, and they must know by now, if they've arrested a number of them, that they're not, they don't tend to be violent, they don't tend to be...
Right, when was the last time a police officer, you know, I mean, ask a police officer, when was the last time you got in a wrestling match with a marijuana smoker as opposed to an alcohol, you know, an alcohol drinker? I mean... You know, those people tend to be violent and difficult to deal with.
Yeah. So, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. That is available for you to, at username lrn.fm. Now, there's big news coming out of, in this case, the Washington Examiner, about the media. We've been, over the years on Free Talk Live, kind of keeping an eye on the trends. And, of course, the trends are for print media to be dying big time. There's a lot of newspapers have gone out of business entirely. There are a number of papers who have cut back their printing operations, scaling back their office staff. Of course, we know magazines are suffering a similar fate. Subscription rates are dropping off, especially on some magazines more so than others. But also the actual stand, the newsstand purchases are the ones that are really dropping for magazines. They're retaining their subscribers better than they are retaining the people that are just buying them, you know, when they see them at the newsstand. Of course, newspapers, magazines, they're going the most. Radio and television, old school broadcasting, have had a greater staying power than print media. because they're not as threatened by the fact that, you know, print media is easily replaced by someone with a tablet or a laptop or a handheld smartphone, because, you know, it's a little bit harder to replace an in-car listening experience. It's a little bit harder to replace the television delivery system. These things are pretty ensconced in our lives, and the Internet's nipping at their heels, but it hasn't quite decimated them. Although, things might be changing. According to the Washington Examiner, bye-bye Walter Cronkite, Brian Williams, and Scott Pelley. Hello, Google, Yahoo, and Drudge. A new Rasmussen Report poll finds that traditional network news continues to fall as the nation's source for news. The Internet now is a bigger source of news for Americans than network television by 1 point, 25%. To 24%.
Now, I don't know when the Internet started delivering news. I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether was it 1998, because it doesn't seem like that. I started using the Internet in 1998. I'd send some emails, and maybe I'd get one of those Internet cards. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that have, like, maybe a little animation, some music that plays with it.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, there's those things. But
Drudge Report was founded in 1998.
Okay. eBay was around, Amazon was around, but I didn't use it for those things. Mm-hmm. Didn't really notice it until maybe 2001 or so. I started, you know, noticing the news on the Internet, maybe 2000. And, for me, that's how long it's been around. But I really do think as a delivery system, it's just far superior for the news. I mean, people want news. It's valuable stuff, but, you know, getting...
Bark.com launched in 1999.
What did?
Bark.com.
Yep.
Which aggregates news from other sites.
It's an aggregator, yep.
And I do not know what I'm talking about, but weren't news groups the home of the elites on the Internet from way back?
This is true. News groups is such an old Internet thing that most people don't even know what we're talking about. There were different news groups. They're mostly text, although you can attach files, I think, to news group posts. But there were different subgroups within these, like alt.freetalklive or alt.news.newyork. There are different ones. There's thousands and thousands of these news groups out there. So you're supposed to, you know, stay on topic within them, and there are discussions and things like that. People still use them, from what I understand. But they're kind of a niche sort of thing. Back to the news here. Cable TV is still king, however, with 32% of the 1,000 likely voters at Rasmussen polled getting their news from that source.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of different channels.
Right.
Not to say that it's not a bunch of different websites. It's just kind of interesting.
They're just categorizing that differently as network TV. So
sure.
Network TV being ABC, NBC, the big five or whatever they are, the big several.
Yeah.
And then there's cable TV only news. So network TV would be available technically over the air. There'd be your local channel, whatever.
I wonder if they're counting The Daily Show.
The Daily Show would be cable television news.
That's right. I just wonder if they're counting that under cable television.
Good question.
Is it news or is it entertainment? And a lot of people get their news from The Daily Show.
According to the report, newspapers barely register at 10%, and radio is the source of news for only 7% of the country. The poll gauged how well the public trusted the media, and if they see a bias on both fronts, it's bad news. Just 6% of the nation considers the national media very trustworthy, and nearly half believe reporters are more liberal than they are, said Rasmussen. Just how much the public trusts the media has been on a slide for years. Rasmussen found that 6% of found the media very trustworthy, 50% somewhat trustworthy, 30% not very trustworthy, and 12% not at all trustworthy. Republicans were even more skeptical of the media. Just 4% of them feel the media is very trustworthy, compared to 10% of Democrats. Still a troubling number. Rasmussen also found that the public sees a sharp political bias among reporters, with 41% saying journalists are more liberal than they actually are, 26% the same, and just 18% more conservative. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're going to continue to see these trends. The television news is going to continue to slide as the Internet dominates. We'll begin to dominate this chart. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want and dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find waiting for you there. Mobile site, we've got that. You just go to m.freetalklive.com, m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast. So it's right there, and it's free. m.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of podcasts, a friend of the show puts out his own podcast. And I listen to it from time to time. You know, I think that people don't really think about how their, how they can affect their own mood, how they can affect their own brain, and verbal surgery is a way to do that. I listened to a podcast at verbalsurgery.com called Deep End. He's published several since then, but I found it to be really great. It's not the kind of thing you would listen to in the car. This was more of a sort of directed meditation kind of podcast, but, you know, a few minutes and suddenly, my whole day changes. Go try verbalsurgery.com. Maybe you'll enjoy it as much as I do.
855, 450 free. You can bring up whatever you want. And this news about the news networks losing ground to the internet, I think it's great news. I'm glad to see it happen, and we're going to see more of it. I mean, already, you look at the numbers for the cable TV, because the study here by Rasmussen does say that more Americans are still getting their news from cable TV than they are from the internet. But I think what's interesting about the study was they only surveyed likely voters. So what about the rest of America? Because likely voters is only about half the country, right? There's still a big chunk of Americans out there. Are you only interested in news if you vote? I don't think so. I think that there are plenty of people who are interested in the news that are not voters. Now, maybe they're interested in different sorts of news. Maybe they're interested in technology news or sports news or whatever. I don't think news necessarily has to do with politics, right?
Are the elderly overrepresented in likely voters?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Old people vote.
Yeah, plus it's probably the case that they're doing a traditional phone survey, which usually only calls landlines, and older people are also overrepresented in landline ownership, from my understanding. You know, younger people are more likely to have a cell phone, and younger people are more likely to not have any kind of landline whatsoever. Although even that's changing with older folks, too. Some older people are deciding to cut their landlines out. And
yeah, who needs it, right?
Right. I was actually visiting some old friends in Sarasota when we were down last week. Hadn't seen them in a decade. They're an older couple. I wouldn't call them elderly. They're in their early 60s. They're about the same age as my parents.
That's the new 27, right?
And, I said to them, hey, I tried calling you, but your old number doesn't work anymore. And they said, oh, yeah, we got rid of that years ago. We both got cell phones now.
You know, if you're in a metropolitan area like Sarasota and they've got cell phone towers everywhere, except for stinking Longboat Key, where those crazy Yankees want to keep out everything, every kind of thing that might be considered unattractive but add to your life. Anyway, if I was in Sarasota, I wouldn't see any reason to keep a landline either. Now, here in New Hampshire, where there's a lot of hills in between you and the next cell phone tower, it's a different story.
No doubt. So I think it's exciting news that, people are turning more to the internet, and I think it would be more interesting to see a real cross-section of America and, you know, what are their news habits. As you pointed out, Johnny Ray, what about younger people? Let's cut out people over the age of 65 or 55. Let's go 18 to 45 and see where they're getting their news from.
That's going to be the internet all the way.
I would think it would be. Now, we don't get that detail, at least in the summary of this Rasmussen piece, but I think you're right.
And that TMZ show.
That's the entertainment show.
Yeah.
Right. What about it?
That's where they get the news, that too.
I guess that counts as news, too, right? Entertainment news, sports news. So there's different types of news.
Celebrities pregnant, that kind of news.
Yep. There's different types of news out there. So you're going to see more of this in the future as the internet continues to win more converts. Because, you know, the old delivery methods, they're dated. And the internet's going to catch up to all of them. 855 450 free. Let's go to the phones where we've got, I think, Will is on the line. Is this Will?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Technically not a phone call, actually over Skype. You're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Will?
Well, I've been looking through the news today and watching what was going on. And
I don't know what that noise is, but it's awful.
Sorry. Was looking through the news today and saw the White House finally admitted that we'll be killing Americans on U.S. soil with robots. Got now.
It. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've got that story right here. It's from YahooNews.com. Eric Holder says that Obama can and could kill Americans on U.S. soil if that's what he wished. And they've got a picture here of some little drone with a camera on it. But that, we could easily replace that with like a poison dart.
Oh, yeah. Why not? You know, they're basically allowed to do whatever they want to now. And
they own you. I mean, the farmer can go out and slaughter a chicken anytime that he wants. Mm-hmm. I don't see what the problem is here. The fact is that people readily sign up for this stuff. They call themselves citizens. They put their hands over their hearts. They pledge allegiance to the flag. I mean, they're doing it to themselves.
Pretty much. Absolutely. I would have to say that I agree. We decided, the organization that I work with decided a few weeks ago to talk to some other groups and see if we couldn't put together a coalition of voices calling out for what we saw as justice, which is basically the complete end of public use, of government use of drones, the disarming of the government. You know, everybody wants to talk about gun control and the disarming of the citizens, and we decided that, you know, all these coalitions forming to disarm the people, who's talking about disarming the government? You know, you have 20 or 30 kids that are killed in the Sandy Hook shooting, and the government is regularly responsible for far more than that. Men, women, children, innocent civilians, and we don't even bat an eye to it. So we talked to groups, and we decided that we would put together a coalition that has been able to transcend both political and ideological and religious boundaries. We've got liberal groups, Tea Party groups, Tenth Amendment groups, and the idea is to put the onus, instead of, we ceremoniously, I guess you could say, said, you know, federal government wagging our finger, you should really do something about this. But knowing that they won't do anything about this, and knowing that, you know, things that are happening, like in my own state where we have a bill to outlaw the use of drones over Tennessee airspace. Charlottesville, Virginia, passed a law.
They sure did.
The use of drones over Charlottesville airspace. And we decided to put the onus on the local and state governments and say, we demand that you, because you are us, you are the people, the federal government, those people are not attached to the communities in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But the county commissioners and the city councilors and people like that, they live there. These are our neighbors. These people actually live here. And in some cities, there's corruption, just like there is in government, because that's what government breeds.
Sure.
But we put the onus on them with the Clear Skies Initiative, and we're looking for more organizations. We've got 48 groups so far, and you can go to Muslims for Liberty/Clear Skies, take a look at it and see all the sponsors that we have, and contact us and get involved and put the screws to your local people and try to get...
Well, stand by if you want to tell us more. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up anything you want, do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners of Free Talk Live because there's a chat room built into the same page. So just go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can do all of that for free there. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
When you get a mortgage, you obviously want to get a nice low rate. Everybody says to get a 30-year fixed mortgage, but with a 30-year fixed, even if you get a low rate, with the current rates the way they are right now, it'll be 10 and a half years before you're paying 50-50 from your principal and your interest, because they front-load the interest. 10 and a half years just before half of your payment is going to principal. If you got a 20-year fixed, you'd basically be doing it right out of the gate. It's 49.6% on the first payment, and then after that it's 50-50. I guess it's 50-50 in 4 months. On a 15-year, you start at 59%, and it only gets better from there. You should consider these other options. You're probably not getting presented with these other options, and the Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, he or one of his professionals can help you in this area if you're looking at getting a home loan, whether you're refiing or looking at getting a loan for a new house or another house. You can go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, contact them. Their telephone number is 866-288-0088. Now, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, I was talking to Roger Schlesinger over there. He's been advertising on talk radio for a very long time, and he's very happy with the results he's been getting from Free Talk Live, and I appreciate everybody who's been calling him at 866-288-0088. But, you know, don't do it for me. Do it for you, because as I understand, he gives the best rates that are possible out there, and he works with people. He has the information that you need when you're getting a home loan. And this is how brokers work. They're not somebody who's just trying to sell one particular loan. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
855 450 free. Will is still with us in Tennessee, and he is part of Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, Liberty. And is it .org, Will?
Yeah, .org.
Now, you were promoting the Clear Skies Initiative. You said it was muslimsforliberty.org/, was it Clear Skies?
Yeah,
/, Clear Skies. And that's something that, actually, I think it's a forward slash, but will backslash work? Will the backslash work?
No, you're right. It is. Forward.
I'm not sure which one's forward and which one's back, but almost nothing ever uses a real backslash.
So anyway, you were talking about the Clear Skies Initiative, which is encouraging, as I've understood your description, encouraging people to contact local city councils, county commissions, local government bureaucrats and elected people, and demand that they do something about the droning of America's skies. Is that right?
Absolutely. And to put the onus on the local governments, we, I guess you could say, ceremoniously call on the federal government to control itself. But no person that's anywhere near rational believes that the federal government will ever put any kind of a check on itself, not
sure.
Purposely, you know. So we put the onus on the smaller areas. And one of our co-organizing groups, the first 16 groups that we talked to about, do you think this is an idea that we could get off the ground, was the Florida 10th Amendment Center. And the National 10th Amendment Center has bills that they have put together that some of them are being sponsored in different states that specifically address this issue. And they're available. You can get in contact with the 10th Amendment Center through their website at 10thamendmentcenter.org. And you can take these bills, you know, the people that really want to be that are really serious about this and want to try to get something done at the local level, you can, you know, print off copies of these things and present them to your local officials and say, you know, this is what we want to see. This is what we expect from you. You know, your job is, as elected officials, is to protect us. I mean, I'm sure in New Hampshire you guys vote for city councils and mm-hmm. county commissioners and all these things, and their job is to protect the citizens.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, in theory, that's what they're supposed to do, but courts have ruled over and over again that they have no obligation to protect anybody. But, you know, the elected people don't necessarily know that, so you could still pander to them with that point, although just I think it's important to point out that they have no obligation to protect you at all. But all that said, it doesn't hurt to present an idea like this to them, especially when you can point to other communities that have already done it. So you're saying you've gotten some of the you've got some boilerplate that'll be up on the website for people to utilize?
We're working on right now. Our webmaster is kind of overwhelmed with all the sponsorships that came in all at once, trying to get all those logos and the quotes from all those sponsor groups up. We're going to have a place where you can get at the bottom of the Clear Skies Initiative, below where the actual initiative and the petition are at. You have an area where you'll be able to get links to go to where these bills are going to be at. So if you want to, you can print them off, or you can go directly to the 10th Amendment Center website if you don't want to wait on us to get that put up yet, because we'll be using the same files that the 10th Amendment Center has put together. We're going to use their template because, you know, I have a lot of trust in my club. I've known him for a few years. So
that's Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Great guy.
Michael Bolden. Yeah. One of SPLC's recent targets. But
SPLC,
yeah.
That's the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah. Yeah. They attacked him. And there's some old lady group. They're like a bunch of 75-year-old grandmas that protest against drone strikes and against the war. And they were also labeled in the new right wing extremists.
Enemy of the state.
You know, I don't know what Free Talk Live's got to do. We've been on the air for 10 years, and the Southern Poverty Law Center has dodged us like the plague. I mean, why can't we get named the most dangerous radio program in America? You know what that would do for Free Talk Live's ratings? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Southern Poverty Law Center jumped the shark a long time ago. They at one point did great work for people that were being, you know, oppressed by government agents, but no longer. Now they hold the government above anyone else.
Hey, yeah. Will, once again,
you guys have a good night.
Muslims for the number four, liberty.org/clearskies.
That's correct.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. Also, you can reach us on Skype via username lrn.fm. I support the Clear Skies Initiative. I think that anything that people can do to push back against the federal government, as far as, you know, local governments telling them no, No, we don't want to participate in that. No, we don't want your Bearcat money. No, we don't want your highway money. No, we don't want your money for schools. Anything that you can do to tell these government guys no and disconnect from the, you know, the teat, if you will, of the federal government, I think is a good thing. I support it. So 855-453 again is the toll-free number here. Johnny Ray, you've got a game you want to talk about tonight. Johnny Ray's game of the week.
Yeah, I do. I've been playing a game called Majesty by HeroCraft Limited.
This is for the Android phone?
The device that I've been playing it on is an Android phone.
Do we know if it's available for the iPhone?
It is.
Okay,
it's,
good.
It's, you can get it on iOS. It sells for $1.99 on both platforms. It's a port from an old... It was a Mac game. I think it was probably also available on PC.
Mm-hmm. It's an old game, huh?
Yes. Yes, it is. It was released on iPhone in 2011. I don't know when the first Majesty game came out. I never played the original. But it's a real-time strategy. What is a real-time strategy? Well, chess...
It's apparently a decade ago, according to Wikipedia. Back in the year 2000, this was released for Windows.
Cool. Cool.
Good old games. They can last a long time. And it's fun to see an old game re-released on a new system.
Yeah, that's so. I've gone back to old games. There's a couple that really stand the test of time. A lot of them don't because the mechanics of the gameplay are simplistic, and the rest of it, the production values and stuff are just that much worse because of that.
But there are some that will draw you back in year after year.
Definitely, definitely. I could talk about some games that do stand the test of time.
There was a PlayStation 1 game called Medieval, with this skeleton that would go around hacking and slashing, and it was just so cleverly done. The the jokes in it were good, and the sort of the gameplay was comfortable. And I've played that thing all the way through many
sounds,
times.
Sounds familiar.
We'll come back with more on Johnny Ray's game of the week here. 855-450-FREE. Also, you can take control of the airwaves. Plus, the plastic bag ban has had some unintended consequences in Seattle. We'll tell you more. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Johnny Ray is our local Android gaming guru, but he's also reviewing a game that appears on other operating systems like the iPhone, and apparently over a decade ago, Windows and Mac, as well as Linux. It's called Majesty, and he'll continue his Game of the Week smartphone Game of the Week review here in moments.
But in a disaster situation, it's unlikely your Android phone's going to be working. You don't know what kind of disaster we're talking about. Disasters can take all kinds of forms, whether it's blackouts from weather or just weather emergencies themselves or some kind of fiscal collapse or unemployment. That's just a few of them. You know that an emergency is going to affect you in your life. You just don't know when it's going to affect you or how it's going to affect you, but you probably should have some kind of insurance. A cheap form of insurance that's oh so important is storable food. You should have storable food on hand. We at Free Talk Live have teamed up to bring you with the Legacy Premium brand to bring you 100%, the only brand that's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, and we can get these meals for as little as $1.50 a meal. That's on average half of the cost of the competition out there on the stored food marketplace. And there's a lot of people out there offering stored food. And some of the things that set apart the Legacy Premium brand is, they've got individual Mylar pouches for these meals. Those Mylar pouches are flushed with nitrogen in order to keep the oxygen out so they, don't deteriorate and they're good for 25 years. They'll all tell you that their meals are good for 25 years, but very few of them are putting an oxygen absorber in a nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch in order to and providing it to you at $1.50 a meal. You can go to food.freetalklive.com. There's a chart there that I looked at initially that I found to be extraordinarily motivating. It shows you the different companies and what they offer and compares them fairly. Many companies don't call a day's worth of calories 2,000, and that's really important because in an emergency, you're probably going to want to eat 2,000 calories a day. That's not an uncommon amount. And just go to food.freetalklive.com. We've got some specials there. They've got the 183 servings, the mega sample pack for $280. And that's a really great deal. It's about $1.50 a meal. Again, food.freetalklive.com.
So, Johnny Ray, Majesty is your game of choice for the week, and I happen to know you've been playing this for longer than a week. You have told me about it in the past.
Majesty was one of the first games that I got from the Google Store, and I've come back to it because I just beat all the games I think that I'm going to beat from Hexage. Hexage.net was a developer who made a lot of great Android games, and I have sampled their whole library. I'm done with them for now.
One of the games you were playing from the Hexage was the tower defense game, right?
Right, right.
And you beat that game.
As a matter of fact, I've still got a level to go on that. I'm definitely going back to that. The Hexage games had were incredibly appealing to me aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
The music was fantastic. They were incredibly colorful. Radiant Defense is the game you're talking about, the tower defense. It was super saturated. It was great to look at. And the mechanic of those tower defenses is the gameplay mechanic is addicting to me. So I like looking at the pretty colors and hearing the great music and just being absorbed in this addictive gameplay mechanic.
Mm-hmm. But this one, the Majesty game, you've come back to, you say.
Right, because I wanted to complete it. And it's important for me to complete this one because this game has got what will almost always sell me on a game. It's got a compelling storyline. It's really well written. It's,
you don't get that very often, right? In games?
No, I would say that no.
Especially not, you know, on an Android. I mean, seems even less likely you're going to get a compelling storyline on a smartphone.
Right. And for Majesty, compelling, well, sure, I was going to say maybe compelling isn't the right word, but it compels me to come back and play it. It's well written. The storyline, I don't know, you know, what's going to happen at the end, so I can't judge it, the entirety of it. But going through it, it's just really funny, and that'll keep me coming back to a game. Games for me often are just a vehicle to tell a good story, and I'm happy with that. I can't think of a game right now that had a horrible story. But the mechanics were good enough to keep me coming back.
Now, when you go and you get a game, you said it was $1.99 for this game.
Right.
Is there like a free demo that you can play to get a taste of it, or do you have to just jump right in with the $2?
As far as I know, there's not a free version of Majesty.
So you have to know it. You have to know, you really know you want it before you pick it up.
Yeah, in most cases on the Android market, there is a free version of every game. And then there will be an option as you play. Maybe it'll give you a couple levels for free.
I do see one that is the light version that is available for free.
For Majesty.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah. So you do get to sample it.
All right,
like.
Good.
So now this is an RTS, as they call it, the real-time strategy game.
Right.
Which, you know, I remember learning about these games when I was actually, you know, playing more of them back when I was a teenager in the late 1990s. Games like Command & Conquer, StarCraft. These are games where the general idea of, as I understand, the real-time strategy is you gather resources, you then use those the resource is different in every game. So you gather a resource somehow, you then use that resource to build things. Building those things allows you to build more things, like, you know, troops or tanks or, you know, whatever it is the things of the game might be. You know, in StarCraft it was alien related stuff and whatever, but Command and Conquer was always tanks and troopers. What are you doing in this game? What are the resources? What are the things you can make?
In Majesty, generally, it's set in a comedic high fantasy world. High fantasy
meaning like
elves
and things?
And dwarves and things, yeah.
Mark, so, you're into that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, playing a game on my smartphone doesn't thrill me.
Okay.
Majesty, generally, on any level you start, you will have a castle, and you'll have a bunch of gold. Gold is the resource in the game. You'll build a warrior's guild, and then you've got these warriors. But the conceit for Majesty is that you do not, in most real-time strategies, you build your units and you control them directly. You'll
tell them to go attack something.
Yeah, you'll build 10 dudes, you'll drag a box around them and group them all, and then send that group off into the blackness of the map to find your enemies or to find more resources and kill your enemies, etc., etc. In Majesty, you just build your units, and then once you've built them, they're out of your control. You build your guild, you build a marketplace, a blacksmith, and then these units will kind of go and do what they want to do.
It's interesting. And is that a good thing for the game?
It's good for me, and I misspoke a little bit. I said they're out of your control. What you can do is you can put bounties on enemies. So you can take your gold, you can spend 400 gold.
Put priorities on the enemies.
Yeah, and put a bounty on some enemy building or just a place, just someplace out on the map you want them to explore. Because given their druthers, your heroes will just laze around the base.
Sure.
Like your standard government bureaucrat.
killing rats and drinking healing potions.
Okay.
But you put a bounty out there somewhere. And then they'll go out and do what you want them to do.
Now, is this one of those games where you pick sides? Because a lot of the RTS games, you'll pick, the bad guys or the good guys.
No, there's one side. There's okay. You. In certain levels, there will be options. For example, there was a level I played where the Minotaurs and the Dwarves were at it against each other. At the beginning of the level, you were supposed to investigate. What had happened was the dwarven king had stolen the Minotaur chief's wife, and
it's never good.
So I ended up.
What is a dwarf going to do with a Minotaur? Is
well.
And by the way, something is really kinky. At all? I mean, how in the world does a woman have the head of a bull? I mean, wouldn't she have the head of a cow?
I guess she probably would. In the picture, the graphic for that level, it looked like a cow with lipstick.
So you're saying this is a comedic game?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And like I say, it's well written. It's not churlish or knavish or whatever word I'm looking for. I'm in that fantasy world now, aren't I? It's clever and smart and that's what I like about it. And I love the idea of building a system and then watching that system just go out and do what it does.
Yeah, I find that interesting too in games, but
that's one of the things about these tower defense games that I like.
Yeah, me too.
You build something and you see what happens.
I don't like the tower defense games where you're supposed to do something during the round. I like the ones where you set up the towers and then they do what they're supposed to do.
So there you go. Johnny Ray's recommendation for the week, Majesty, the Fantasy Kingdom sim, available on Android, iPhone recently, but a decade ago, also Windows, Linux, and Mac. So, Mark, if you don't like playing games on the smartphone, you could, in theory, go and get the original version of the game played on your laptop. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.